Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is 1 Peter 1:22 to 25. 1 Peter chapter 1, the verses 22 to 25. You were cleansed from your sins when you obeyed the truth. So now you must show sincere love to each other as brothers and sisters. Love each other deeply with all your heart. For you have been born again, but not to a life that will quickly end. Your new life will last forever because it comes from the eternal, living Word of God. As the scriptures say, people are like grass. Their beauty is like a flower in the field. The grass withers and the flower fades. But the word of the Lord remains forever. And that word is the good news that was preached to you. My theme for reflection is love that endures. Love that endures, formed by the living word. If faith gives us roots and hope gives us wings, then love is the fruit that proves we are truly alive. But let me begin with something simple and familiar. We live in a world obsessed with measuring growth, steps walked, calories burned, followers gained, and likes received. Yet when it comes to the most important growth, spiritual maturity, we often struggle to measure it. But Scripture offers a clear answer. The true measure of spiritual growth is not how much we know, but how deeply we love. In 1 Peter 1:21 to 25, Simon Peter writes to believers scattered across Asia Minor, people living as outsiders, navigating uncertainty, rejection, and social pressure. They were not always welcomed, not always understood, and often not secure. Yet Peter does not tell them first to defend themselves or prove their worth. Instead, he calls them to love. Love one another earnestly from a pure heart. And friends, that is striking. In a context of pressure, the command is not survival, but sincere love. This love, however, is not manufactured by human effort. It flows from something deeper. They have been born again through the living and abiding Word of God. Their identity is no longer rooted in fragile human systems, but in something imperishable. The word that gave them new life is not temporary like trends, opinions, or even human approval. As the text reminds us, all flesh is like grass. It flourishes for a moment and fades, but the word of the Lord remains forever. This speaks powerfully into our 21st century lives. We build identities on careers that shift, relationships that change, and systems that sometimes fail us. We seek validation in spaces that are as unstable as they are loud. But Peter gently redirects us. What has truly shaped you, the Word of God, is not fading. It is living, enduring, and still at work within you. Therefore, your love does not need to be shallow, defensive, or selective. It can be deep, sincere, and resilient. Augustine of Hippo once wrote that love and do what you will, not because love ignores truth, but because true love, formed by God's truth, aligns the whole person with God's will. When the word abides in us, love becomes not a performance, but a natural expression of who we are becoming. Scripture confirms this harmony. In John 13:35, we read, "By this everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another." Love is not an optional extra. It is the visible evidence of invisible transformation. So what can we learn from this text? What does it mean? It means learning to live with a different center of gravity in a world that is constantly shifting. Everything around us feels temporary. Jobs can change overnight. Relationships can become fragile. Public opinion can turn in a moment. And even the things we once trusted can prove unreliable. But as Christians, we are not meant to drift with every change. We are called to anchor our lives in what does not move, the living and enduring Word of God. That means making daily choices to return to God's truth, not just in moments of crisis, but in the quiet, ordinary rhythms of life where our character is formed. It also means rethinking how we respond to rejection. Rejection is one of the deepest wounds we carry, whether it comes through unanswered opportunities, strained relationships, subtle exclusion, or even misunderstanding within the church itself. Our instinct is to withdraw, to harden, or to repay hurt with distance or resentment. But the gospel invites us into a higher response. Instead of becoming bitter, we are called to become more deeply rooted in a love that is not dependent on how others treat us, but grounded in how God has loved us. This does not mean ignoring pain. It means refusing to let pain define us. It means choosing grace where bitterness would be easier, patience where frustration would be justified, and kindness where indifference would feel safer. And finally, it means allowing the Word that gave us life to continue shaping how we live with others. Not just what we believe, but how we speak, how we listen, how we forgive, how we show up for one another. It means asking in very practical ways. In very practical ways, am I patient with those who test me? Am I sincere in my relationships or merely polite on the surface? Am I willing to love sacrificially, even when it costs me time, comfort, or recognition? This kind of life is not dramatic, but it is deeply transformative. It is seen in the small decisions to pause before reacting, to speak gently instead of sharply, to remain faithful when it would be easier to withdraw. And over time, these choices form a life that reflects not the fleeting patterns of this world, but the enduring character of Christ. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, is my love for others sincere or shaped by convenience and self-interest? Number two, am I allowing God's word to shape my character or merely inform my knowledge? And now our practical exercise for today. Choose one person, perhaps someone difficult, overlooked, or distant, and intentionally show them genuine kindness. A message, a call, a prayer, a practical act. Let your love stretch beyond comfort. Living God, we thank you for your word that gives life and never fades. Shape our hearts by your truth, that our love may be sincere and steadfast. In a world of uncertainty, help us to anchor ourselves in you and to reflect your love to others. Teach us to love earnestly, just as you have loved us. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.